Yeah, we're having another good season. We're enjoying our football at the minute. We had one defeat against the Wexford Eagles in our second game. So we they taught us we had to make a couple of changes, add more to our running game and to our passing game. So we made those changes and we went on out of 1-6 on the trot after that. So it just means that we've won our Northern Division, and it just means that we're now qualified for the semi-finals of the playoffs that are coming up. But this is our last game now of the regular season, and we want to finish strong now against the Antrim Jets. They're coming down to beat us, because if they win, they'll also make a playoff spot. So there'll be no holes barred in Larry Kenny, Collis Chalia.
And Frieda, bringing you in at this stage, certainly for anybody who's about in the Letterkenny area tomorrow, the colourful spectacle of American football being played. It's just off the Business Park Road, for those of you who know Letterkenny, Cloche Alley, a fine location for a match, and no doubt you're hoping there'll be a good turnout.
Yeah, definitely, and we're hoping for the last 2 years we've had big turnout, so we can only thank Michael Gibbons from Collis Chalia for giving us the pitch. It's a fantastic facility and we always enjoy playing in Letterkenny. Like I say, for the people that want to go and watch the match but you know, want to bring the kids along, we have a family fun day, so we'll have face painters, bouncy castle, we're going to have goodie bags and all sorts of things that have been kindly donated to us for the day. So yeah, we're hoping for a big crowd and hopefully the weather sticks out.
And tell us, how did you get involved in the club?
Well, that's a good question. Cahill, the running back there, he set the club up, and although he was wanting the club to be successful, he probably wasn't the most organised person, so I came on board and started doing the admin and stuff. And then for the first 2 years we had Sean McGrory as the chairperson, and he was doing really well, so I took over then last year, and I've been enjoying it ever since.
Great. And the players, Cal, from the whole of the Northwest, so obviously it's a small enough pool of players, but each year you go out and you have days at the start of the season to try and get people involved and give them a taster of what it's all about.
Yeah, or tryouts, it's always around December time that you seem to start planning the tryouts. As you say, we have a small enough pool here to gather in players, but we always seem to do well. There's always people out there that seems to want to join us new for the start of the season. I'd say we've got 6 or 7 guys that have been with us since the start. So you can see every year the tryouts help to add in the new talent and new players. I think our squad size is about 35.
Yeah, we would have one of the largest squads in the league, you know, so it's something that is fantastic, because it is such a physical and rough sport. Mm-hmm. You do find that you're going to pick up a lot of injuries, so having depth and everything is fantastic, so that we can rotate players in, and games that we need to get rookies trained in and stuff, you know, that's great.
Yep. So Cal, the sport in the country as a whole, obviously there's different tiers, there's different leagues, so where are the Donegal Derry Vipers in the scale of the Irish American football scene?
I used to always compare it to like the Gaelic leagues as such. We would be in intermediate at the minute. We would be in the intermediate league. There used to be a division below us that was the IAFL 2, but they actually done away with that league. And now it's more like the soccer league in Ireland as such. There's the top tier and the first division, where Harps would be the minute now. So that's pretty much where we're sitting at the minute. That's why we are, in fairness, we are winning in this league by large margins against teams. But then there's always the one or two teams coming near the end of the season that we need to be beaten to push on then to be playing in the top tier of American football. And that's always been our club's goal, is to actually reach there and to be playing against the big teams like your Belfast Trojans and your Cork Admirals. Cork Admirals now are flying. So there. Yeah. So that's the sort of goals we have set ourselves as a club, to try and get there. I would love to be playing up in that division, hopefully next year. Fingers crossed.
And this game tomorrow against the Antrim Jets, if you win that, what does that actually mean?
Well, it means very little for the Vipers. It wouldn't. We've got our position set in the playoffs. Nobody can take that away from us. But what we want to do tomorrow is to revenge. The last time we played up here in Letterkenny, we were beat 12-0 by the Craigavon Cowboys, and we just felt that we let everybody down up here.
It was painful.
It was a painful defeat. So we're all raring to go now in this game in Letterkenny. We want to get a good win in front of our fans. And the other thing is, as well, is Antrim Jets are the new up and coming team They're very flashy. They're very good, and they're dangerous. And if they have to one day make the playoffs, we don't want to let that happen.
Yeah. And the playoffs themselves, what's the process? Is it a semi-final or what?
Yeah. We've bought our place in the semi-final already. So that's going to be the 29th of July in Limavady, because we won the Northern Division. We get home field advantage, so we're going to play in Limavady. Like I say, the Antrim Jets have everything to play for. If they lose, they go home. That's their season over. But at the minute, on the 22nd of July, the Westmeath Minotaurs and the Dublin Rhinos play together, and the winner of that will play us on the 29th of July. So we're eagerly awaiting that game to see how they, you know, hopefully not that they pick up any injuries for the following week, but
yes,
wouldn't be the worst thing.
And if you get all through that, does that mean you get into the higher division?
Yeah, if we win the semi-final and get into the final. Now, the final has been played in the neutral ground of Wexford. I don't know how neutral it is to us, but anyway, and the big contenders for the final would be the Wexford Eagles also, so they would maybe have home field advantage. Right. We hope to be in the final. If we win the final, we will get promoted to the SBC League, which is the Shamrock Bowl Conference, which we would hope to get into. And then that's the big league, that's for the big guys, and it's where we all aspire to be and where we want to be. So the only thing we can do now is stick the head down and get into it.
And I take it between the actual equipment and clothing and the travel costs, you need quite a bit of funding, so sponsorship is vital.
Exactly, Chris. It's a very, very expensive game to play. Just to have a home game, you know, we pay for the refs and ambulance, which is, you're talking at least £500 before you even go onto the field. Then the kit's not cheap, the helmets and pads aren't cheap, and player safety is paramount. And then travelling to, like, our closest game, I think, was we didn't play in Craigavon. Their closest game probably would have been
Dublin.
The Razorbacks, actually, in Belfast. We've been away to Kildare, and, you know, we didn't have to travel to Galway, but we've been to Meath and Westmeath, so very expensive. We have been sponsored, thankfully, by Nando's and Derry, and Kiernan's here in Donegal have been a huge help. They've a lot of shops going now, so they've really got behind us. Community Recycling NI have also got behind us. And just as on the last few days, the local Pat's Pizza have come on board, so we're delighted with that. They're going to be supplying pizza tomorrow's game. And we can only thank Mary Bradley, just came on board, and she said she'd be happy to help out, so... That's a big thank you.
Cathal, in terms of preparation for a match against a team like the Antrim Jets, I mean, you've some knowledge of them. How much do tactics come into play, and how much planning do you have with the team beforehand? What's the team talk going to include?
I suppose that the planning involved, first of all, I suppose, as long as our offence, I play on the offence, so I can speak about our offence, really, just as we'd have a lot of walkthroughs. Your plays have to be crisp. Everybody has to know in the huddle, whenever the play is called, you've only got a matter of seconds for the quarterback to make the play, to make the play call. So you have to know exactly what every abbreviation he says means. So there's a couple of fake handoffs, and there's people that might be getting the ball that have to act as if they're getting the ball, and the offensive line has to know exactly which way to push their oncoming defensive man to make a hole for the running back. So the planning involved is mostly all focused on your own offensive team. The defense would have to study the other team's offense a lot more, just to make sure that if the Antrim Jets, I think, like to run the ball, so they're going to have to play a tight defense on them to stop their run game. So basically, there'll be a lot of planning in that area. The team talk was going to have itself sorted. I think our coach this year is Parik Rose from Drumkeen. So he's a big football fan as well. He started out with us as the Vipers, and he's also one of the first ever Donegal refs, actually refing American football in Ireland now as well. So he'll know exactly what to say. We've got offensive captains there that'll know what to say, and I'm sure Frida will have one or two things to say to remind
it's
the players.
Normally given out, but
aye. And given that the team is from quite a big spread out area, is it a case that sometimes some of the guys do you have a lot of training in between matches, or you know, there's people you mightn't see too often? So obviously, the more you're together, the better it is.
Yeah. Well, in fairness, now we would train every Sunday and Thursday. Down in Derry, so and Lisnee College, so it really is, you would see them a lot, you know, that's coming from December.
Unless they don't turn up to training and then they're in trouble.
Yes, but it is great having such a broad spectrum. It is good as well, because you're meeting people that you never would have associated or met before, and it just really adds to it that we're all fighting for the one thing, you know, people from Donegal, Derry and Tyrone. So we're all sort of on it together, and we all sort of see the Letterkenny game as our home match, and I would see the Derry game as our home match as well. So it really is bringing us together in a way that I suppose football can only really do.
Great. Okay, well, the clock is running against us. Just in conclusion, Frieda Gallagher, chairperson of the Donegal Derry Vipers, 2 o'clock tomorrow, free admission.
Yep, free admission.
And there'll be plenty of colour and American razzmatazz.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day, so be sure and call down. There's something for everything here, and you'll really enjoy yourself.
And how long will the game last?
It should, well, hopefully if we run the ball fast, it will go fast, but yeah, I'd say we should be done and dusted by 4.
Right, so good afternoon's entertainment. Yep. And so Cahill, you're a home win.
Hi, just finally, you never know what could happen on this sport, so if we get as much support down as we can to possibly cheer us on, just in case it does get tight down there and we need a bit of cheering on from the sidelines. It happened to us last year. We felt we let our fans down. This year, we're definitely not going to let you down again. We're getting the win in College Gaelic this year.